You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And we are going to have a fun evening tonight because we have some diversified music to listen to and a great man to listen to. We have the executive director of the Courthouse Center for the Arts here, Russell Maitland. Welcome back, Russell.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having us again.
It's great to see you again, and talk about a busy guy. When Russell came into the studio today, we talked about some of the things that are new, and that was hours ago.
That's about right.
There's so much going on. This is one of the most phenomenal places, not only in the state of Rhode Island, perhaps in all of New England. It's amazing the amount of activity that goes on at this building, which is located not too far from our studios in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, where we are. They're just over towards URI, just down the road a piece.
That's right.
And Russell, let's start off by just saying, well, what is new? Tell us about the last season that just passed.
Oh, well, Mike, we've had probably one of our most stellar years yet. So far, we've surpassed our 16,000 person coming through the Arts Center mark as of beginning of August. So we've done okay.
16,000 people.
16,000 people.
That's
come
amazing.
Through there. So it's been a great year for us. We've had lots of things happen. We were just we received the 2010 Governor's Award for Best Fine Arts Center in the state of Rhode Island.
Wow.
For 2010. We got Best of Rhode Island for Best Summer Arts Programs. So we're happy about that. And we just received an honor from the Domestic Violence for Circle of Peace Award. So we're doing okay.
That's all great news, and that's all, you know, that kind of thing is very important, because a lot of people that work not only at your theater, but in lots of different arts functions around the state, they volunteer. You have a lot of volunteers, and it's great when something like that is recognized.
Right. Well, we're very community-minded. We believe in helping the community as much as possible, especially for Domestic Violence Women's Resource Center here in South County and the Animal Rescue League for the state of Rhode Island, and especially for Wakefield and the southern part of the state.
So. All right. Well, we'll ask you a little bit more about that, because I know that is near and dear to your heart. What shows in particular did we have this summer that have now gone by that everybody can say, oh, I wish I had gotten there for that?
Well, I came here early on this summer. We did the Great American Trailer Park Musical, which turned out to be quite a successful show for us.
Excellent.
It was sold out, and we were excited about that. La Cage aux Folles had a fabulous run. And then the sleeper of all sleepers was the Buddy Holly story. And we basically sold that show out the beginning of August, and we could have sold it for another 2 months. We took it to the Park Theater in Cranston.
Called Rhode Island Center
Rhode
for
Island
the Performing
Center
Arts.
Rhode Island Center for Performing Arts, and they had a fabulous run there as well. So we've been doing okay. I mean, there are a lot of things that are happening within the organization, and our mantra is raising the bar for 2011, and that's what we'll be doing.
Well, that's great. And you currently have a show running now, which we're going to listen to some music, and tell us about what's going on now. Another week or so of this,
Yes, it's going to be running for another week. We're in production right now. It's a Stephen Schwartz musical called Children of Eden. And you'll know that Stephen Schwartz wrote the music for Wicked.
Aha. That was pretty successful.
Oh, very successful.
To say the least.
But this show is basically based off of the Book of Genesis. Act 1 is the creation, and Act 2 is Noah's Ark.
All right. And you brought some music for that. So let's listen to this first piece. And tell us just what the title is of this first
one. It's Let There Be.
Let There Be. Okay, here we go.
In the beginning. woke up from a curious dream. I dreamed a perfect garden, and there were whirling shapes and swirling sounds, and I wasn't lonely anymore. I woke up from a wonderful dream, woke full of energy and hunger. And now this hunger will be stilled, and my emptiness be filled, as I set about to build my dream. Let there be, let there be. Let there be, let there be,
let there be,
waters, weathers, winters, wonders,
let there be.
Comets with hearts of ice, spinning planets with rings of fire, cosmic sparks, and quasars and quarks, suns convulsing, pulsars pulsing. Enough. There was something more in my dream. Something could see it and share it. What was it though? I only know I wasn't lonely anymore. There is one more thing to build, one more void that must be filled. I'll make creatures I'll call. And plains, wander up at my granite mountains, count the stars and wish for wings, and hold a tool and think of things, and search for answers he cannot see,
dream of life,
and worship me.
Let there be,
let there be,
let there be, breath of life.
great music provided by Courthouse Center for the Arts. And Russell, you know, one of the things in radio that we always love to do, we like to have a nice segue from one subject to another. Now, this show is about Noah and the animals, right?
That's absolutely correct.
And that ties in greatly with one of your true loves.
It's the Animal Rescue League. I've been an advocate of this program for a long time. My mother was the head of the ASPCA for Northern New Jersey for a long period of time. So now she's passed on the torch to me. So one of the programs we're trying to do is on October 23rd, on Saturday, between the hours of 11 and 2, the courthouse will be open to animals. And basically we're trying to raise awareness of their rights. We're asking that people make donations, not in money, but by bringing food that we can provide to the shelters, like dog feed and cat food and hay for the horses, and then we'll take them to the shelter so that they can distribute them where they're needed.
What a great idea.
Yeah, and with Spa Mosaic is a sponsor for us for this, and they're doing a shampoo and blow dry for all animals that day, free of charge. And you know, it's just been some wonderful things that are happening within the community.
Well, here at the radio station, I'll give you a CD to play with some classical music for the background.
That'd be great. It's just a wonderful.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. I'll give you several CDs, and you can give them away to people.
That'd be wonderful.
We have a brand new CD out at the station called American Journey. And American Journey is all about American composers, so that'll tie into your, you know,
perfect.
The American animals.
Perfect.
No foreign animals
no
allowed.
No foreign animals allowed.
We don't have any border crossings or anything like that going on. All right, let's get back to the next piece of music from this show and tell us about the Spark Creation. Anything, or does it say
this
it all?
This is Eve's becoming aware of the Tree of Knowledge and the apple, and she finds out how wonderful, you know, that apple looks to her, and that's why she sings the song, The Spark of Creation.
Here we go.
It sounds full of wind and mist, doesn't it? It means other things exist, doesn't it? It says, Adam, leave your list, doesn't it? Father, why does my head feel this joy and this dread since the moment I said, beyond? I've got an itching on the tip of my fingers. I've got a ball ache in the back of my brain. I've got a hunger burning inside me. Got a feeling that the Father who made us, when he was kindling the pulse in my veins, he left a tiny spark of a fire smoldering inside. The spark of creation is flickering within me. The spark of creation is blazing in my blood. A bit of the fire that lit up the stars and put life into the mud. The first inspiration, the spark of creation. I see a mountain and I want to climb it. I see a river and I want to be sure. Where there was nothing, let there be something, something made by me. There's things waiting for me to invent them. There's worlds waiting for me to explore. I am an echo of the internal cry of let there be. Burning bright within me, the spark of creation won't let me rest at all until I discover or build or recover a thing that I can call my celebration of the spark of creation. The spark of creation. I'm a keeper of the flame. We think all we want is a lifetime of pleasure. Each birthday day the same, endless vacation. Well, that's alright if you're a kind of crustacean, but when you're born with an imagination, sooner or later you're feeling the fire gets hotter and higher. The spark of creation.
are listening to music of Children of Eden, which is now playing at the Courthouse Center for the Arts. And we're going to continue to listen to music from that show, but we're going to chronologically go down the line here because we have lots of things to talk about. Take us into the end of November, beginning of December, I guess, would be
where November, we're running Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, which we'll talk about.
We'll kind of skip that one and talk about that because we're going to play music from that in the third segment.
But December 2nd is going to be our fourth annual tree lighting ceremony at the Art Center, where we'll have 4 10-foot trees out in the front, and we'll be having a full lighting ceremony with a lot of entertainment and a lot of Christmas holiday food galore, and that will be happening, which will open up our 20th anniversary for Art Craft, which will run on December 4th and December 5th at the center. And this has been a major tradition in South County.
Now explain Art Craft to people that might not be aware of what's going on there.
Well, it started off as Wearable Arts, and it transformed itself into Art Craft over the years. But basically, it's a lot of vendors from all over the United States that come to sell their art.
Right. So this could be things like custom-made jewelry.
Pottery, beautiful glass work. Mm-hmm. So it's all the vendors come, and it's an incredible show. This one usually brings in about 2,000 people every year for us. So it's an exciting time.
So if you haven't been to Courthouse Center for the Arts, you've got to make a trip there because it's a fascinating building. And there's all kinds of things going on. And I think one of the things we didn't say today that we've said in other times is that not just theater or not just Art Craft, but tell us about some of these other things that happen.
Well, we're just, we're probably one of the very few art centers that umbrellas everything. We recently just had the Manhattan Short Film Festival that ran in September. And we also are doing a Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Festival that will become annual. And David Price, who was one of the original people that worked with the Gilbert and Sullivan at the Courthouse, is coming back now. So he'll be running it with us. And that's exciting. And we have classical music. We deal with Kingston Chamber and a musical dolce. And we have a lot of these groups that are coming in to perform for us.
You have dance?
We have a dance company. We have the Wright, which is the Rhode Island Tap Ensemble. So there, that's something that I have started, and that'll be running in the spring and fall next year.
Now, that's something I didn't know. Are you a tapper?
I am a tap dancer.
I didn't know that.
That's my claim to fame, was tapping.
I think I'd like to see that. But while we do a little tapping, in the meantime, we're going to listen to another piece of music. Tell us about Lost in the Wilderness.
Lost in the Wilderness is Cain's song, and this is when he starts to realize that there is something out there other than where his family has put him.
Okay. We'll listen to that, then take a short break, and be back with more of Conducting Conversations with Courthouse Center for the Arts.
Here we are, your grateful children. Please accept our sacrifice.
All these years of this cruel joke, the best of our harvest going up in smoke. Pray for a future from these silent stony shells.
To paradise.
How much more of this must we take? This is the morning we finally make a future for ourselves.
But Cain, if it's God's will,
is it God's will or have we all been conned?
Brother, we will never know,
we will never grow if we never go
beyond. Made this world, I didn't even lose it, and I know no one said it was fair, but they had a garden once, they had the chance to choose it, they gave it away, including my share, and now we're lost in the wilderness, lost, crying in the wilderness, and if anyone's watching, it seems they couldn't care less, we're lost in the wilderness. You follow all the rules, you swallow all the stories, and every night you wish on a star, dreaming a day will come, trusting in allegories, and every morning, boy, look where you are. Lost in the wilderness, lost, so lonely, dying in the wilderness. With no chance of living, boy, until you confess you're lost in the wilderness. Don't you ever watch the eagle fly to the sun and wonder how he got to feel so free? If you ever have, you know your journey's begun. Hey, what have you got to lose, boy, when already we are lost? Running as we hit the ground, where our future lies a morning, where our hearts are outward bound. Till one bright and distant morning, we may stop and look around, and there in the wilderness, finally we'll be found.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are sitting with Russell Maitland, who is the Executive Director of Courthouse Center for the Arts, talking about their amazing season that they had and the one that is now going on and the one coming up. And we left off in December, and you have a couple big events coming up in December.
Yes. On December 10th and 11th, we'll be doing a Celtic Christmas Festival that'll be running. Actually, it's the 11th and 12th, and not the 10th. And the weekend of the 17th through the 19th, our youth program does Seussical. And that program is exciting for us because we'll be taking it to Atlanta, Georgia for a musical theater festival in January. And we're excited about that.
Wow. So they get to travel?
They get to travel. These All kids right. will be traveling.
And are you going to?
Of course I am.
Of course you are. All right. Well, we've been listening to music from Children of Eden. And that is currently playing at the courthouse now, and we're going to go to another piece called Generations.
Children of two,
okay.
Multiplication,
multiplication,
multiplication.
Russell, most of what we've been talking about so far was announced a while back, and that's the finish of the 2010 season. But now announcing the 2011 season, you have even more stuff. Hard to believe, but more stuff. Start us off with 2011. We'll see how far we get with this.
Okay. Well, we'll be doing our second annual South County's Got Talent, which was a very successful event for us back January of this year. And that will be in January of 2011. And Musical Dolce will be coming in at the end of January with a whole new repertoire that they're going to be showcasing here at the Art Center.
Hmm.
And Joe Cheo told me that it was going to be awesome, so I trust
okay.
Joe. So, and then in February, we're doing, you know how well I love to do Rhode Island premieres, and we'll be doing Clue, the musical based off of the board game.
Sure.
So that'll be running in the month of February, and we're excited about that. It's just like the game.
Just like the game.
Just like the game, and a little...
In the library with the pipe.
That's
wrench.
Right.
With the pipe.
But there's over 238 endings, I believe, and the actors have to learn every ending. So,
wow.
So it would be
exciting.
Well,
that'll be fun. I'll
that'll
get
fun.
My candlestick and my gun
That's
and
right.
my rope and... I wonder how many people listening right now have a Clue game somewhere in their house that they haven't looked at for years.
Everybody has the Clue game. And then in March, we're doing some exciting things. We're doing a show from Elizabeth Suedo's, and that'll be celebrating its 30th anniversary, a musical called Runaways for our youth program. And then we're introducing something very cool towards the end of March, which is our new playwright festival, which are... playwrights from throughout the state that will be introducing full-length dramatic work and serial comedies and a full-length musical based off of Dorian Gray. So we're excited about this.
Interesting things coming up. We have one more piece of music to listen to from the current show, Children of Eden. And tell us about this piece before we take a break.
A Stranger to the Rain, and this is Yona's piece. She was a product of Cain, and this
okay.
is her piece of music.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Shed no tears for me, there'll be rain enough today. I'm wishing you Godspeed as I wave you on your way. This won't be the first time I've stayed behind to face the bitter consequences of an ancient fall from grace. I'm a daughter of the race of Cain. I am not a stranger to the rain. Storm. That's a role I've played before. I've learned not to tremble when I hear the thunder roar. I don't curse what I can't change. I just play the hand I'm dealt. to the rain. And for the boy who's given me the sweetest love I've known, I wish for him another love so he won't be alone. But I'm bound to walk among the wounded and the slain, and when the storm comes crashing on the plain, I will dance before the lightning to music sacred and profane. Oh, shed no tears for me, light no candle for my sake. This journey I'll be making now is one we all must make. Shoulder to the wind, I'll turn my face into the spray.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are sitting with Russell Maitland of Courthouse Center for the Arts. And Russell, we've talked about 100 different things happening. I guess we should probably let people make it a little bit easier for them and give them a website they can go to if they want more information.
Sure, Mike. It's www.courthousearts.org.
Courthousearts.org. And a phone number?
401-782-1018.
And that'll tell you everything you want to know. Actually, it's a great website. There's so much information on there. It's something you should make as your favorite if you have websites. And you can just click on there and see what's new because something is happening all the time. Now, we talked earlier about Cinderella. Mm-hmm. And for the rest of the show today, this last segment, we'll be listening to music from Cinderella. When does that play?
Cinderella actually opens on November 5th and runs through the 21st.
November 5th to the 21st, and that's a show that is probably exactly what people expect, right?
Maybe.
Whoa, all right.
You know, I like to twist a little bit of the classics and the standards, so we are twisting a little bit with Cinderella.
Okay,
it will still be Rodgers and Hammerstein's version, but with a little twist.
Okay, great. Well, listen to our first piece of music from that, and what's that going to be?
In My Own Little Corner.
In My Own Little Corner. All right, here we go.
The world. a young Norwegian princess or a milkmaid. I'm the greatest prima donna in Milan. I'm an heiress who has always had her silk made by her own flock of silkworms in Japan. I'm a girl men go mad for, love's a game I can play with a cool and confident kind of air. Just as long as I stay in my own little corner, all alone in my own little chair. I'm a mermaid dancing upon the sea. I'm a huntress on an African safari. It's a dangerous type of sport, and yet it's fun. In the night I sally forth to seek my quarry, and I find I forgot to bring my gun. Jungle all alone and unarmed, when I meet a lioness in her lair, then I'm glad to be back in my own little corner, all alone in my own little chair.
Cinderella, great show that everybody should be putting on their calendar to take that in. And Russell, we left off in February when Clue was coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
Just give us a real quick overlay of the rest of the year.
Well, next spring we'll be doing Hairspray the Musical in April.
Wow.
Yes. And in May we're doing a new...
I can feel the beat.
May we're doing a new play called The Giver, based off of the Pulitzer Prize winning book. And June, we'll be bringing Tommy, the musical Tommy from The Who.
Mm-hmm.
July, we'll be doing the Rhode Island premiere of Happy Days, the musical based off of the series.
Another Rhode Island premiere.
Curtains will be coming in August. And September, we're doing Bat Boy, the musical. And October is my... This is the one that I'm very anxious and excited about. It's Grey Gardens, another Rhode Island premiere. And I don't know if you know about Grey Gardens. They made a TV movie.
Yes, I did see the movie, yeah.
And it's a phenomenal piece of musical theater.
Hmm.
So we're excited about that. And in June, we'll bring an English import in from called Blood Brothers. And that'll be happening in November.
Okay, great. Sounds like a great year. And obviously, there's so much happening there that we'll have to have you back soon so we can cover more of these things. Listen to some of the music from these shows, too. That'll be a great treat. Right now, we're going to give you the website one more time so that if you want to catch up on this information, you go to...
www.courthousearts.org.
And phone number?
401-782-1018.
Great. And as always, if for some reason you didn't get a chance to write that down, but you know our email here, you can email me at wcri@classical959.com. And I'll be happy to pass along any information or be of any help I can. Russell, I want to thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Seems like a long time ago because so much has happened. But we'll make it more frequent in the future. And right now we're going to go out listening to more music from Cinderella, and we'll listen to as many pieces as we can. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Why would a fellow want a girl like her, a frail and fluffy beauty? Why can't a fella ever once prefer a solid girl like me?
She's a frothy little bubble with a flimsy kind of charm. And with very little trouble, I could break her little arm. Oh, oh, why would a fella want a girl like her? So obviously unusual. Why can't a fella ever once prefer a usual girl like me? Her cheeks are a pretty shade of pink, but not any pinker than a rose is. Her skin may be delicate and soft, but not any softer than a doe's is. Her neck is no whiter than a swan's. She's only as dainty as a daisy. She's only as graceful as a bird. So why is the fella going crazy? Oh, why would a fella want a girl like her? A girl who's merely lovely. Why can't a fella ever once prefer a girl who's merely me? What's the matter with a man? What's the matter with a man? What's the matter with a man?
Things are happening every day. Is that true, Godmother?
Well, yes, I suppose so, in a way.
Then I continue to build up my impossible hope for tonight, and I officially wish...
Officially wish?
I officially wish and wish and wish all those things I said about the pumpkin and the mice and the rats.
Impossible.
Just the same, I'm wishing it.
Impossible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible for a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage. And four white mice will never be four white horses.
They will.
Such falderal and fiddledy-dee, of course, is impossible.
But the world is full of zanies and fools who don't believe in sensible rules and won't believe what sensible people say. And because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes, impossible things are happening every day. Look! Oh, Godmother!
I had to do it. I had to do it. You wished for it so hard, I just had to do it.
Oh, Godmother, what a beautiful dress.
Oh, this old thing. It's 832 years old.
Oh, but where are you going?
Why, I'm going to take you to the ball.
Oh, but I have nothing to wear.
Who says you haven't? Look at yourself.
Oh, how beautiful.
Come on now, the ball will be over before you get there.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.